Former State Senator Jim Rubins for weeks has been demanding Scott Brown lay out what specifically he would propose to replace Obamacare. That, again, was the tactic Rubins took Wednesday morning.
Hundreds of millions
of
dollars.
Jim, with all due respect, let me just finish.
Well, this is what you've said. I know your positions have changed. And again, I got to come back to this meta issue. Your positions keep changing. You have proposed grandfathering everyone at Obamacare. You've proposed that you support state Medicaid expansion. This is hundreds of millions of bucks. There's no way to pay for it. And you voted under the Massachusetts mandate that government would mandate a specific kind of care insurance.
With increasing insistency, this is the tack Jim Rubins and former U.S. Senator Bob Smith have taken. As the summer wanes and attention on the candidates increases, they're trying to chisel primary voters away from Brown, the candidate who all along has been perceived as the frontrunner. The former Massachusetts U.S. Senator had a parry ready for each of these thrusts. He claimed he has never spoken out in favor of Medicaid expansion and that he supports letting states create their own health care programs, as Massachusetts did under Mitt Romney. But some of his responses are less categorical. For instance, when pressed on whether he favors any type of gun control measures, Brown said this.
I'm not going down there to propose any new legislation. I've made it very clear that if, in fact, any of these issues come up, that I will have a town meeting hall and get information and guidance from people who know more and better than I do.
In 2012, following the Newtown shooting, Brown did say he supported a federal assault weapons ban. During the debate, Brown similarly dodged answering whether he would have voted for the Manchin-Toomey Amendment, a failed bipartisan proposal that would have required background checks for gun sales over the internet and at gun shows. Every time one of his opponents saw an opening like this, they used it to burnish their own credentials. Here's Bob Smith saying New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg endorsed Brown in 2012 because of his opposition to a bill that would have allowed gun owners to carry concealed weapons across state lines.
That's a fact. That's a quote. That's on the record. All you have to do is look it up. And secondly, I just received this week the endorsement of Gun Owners of America. I mean, that says it all.
Whether jabs like these will serve to chip away at Brown's perceived advantage in the primary is hard to know until September. But Brown's focus on the general election remains unflagging.
I believe I have the best chance to win, and we have an opportunity to take back the Senate, make Harry Reid the minority leader, and take all those bills on Harry's desk and put them on the president's desk.
Should he win, whether he'll have the support of the runners-up isn't clear. Here's an exchange from the debate in which Bob Smith responds to host Jack Heath.
And the answer to your question is, I've said it over and over again, that when the primary is over, I will make a decision, period. That's it. That's my position.
But you won't say here now if
I am not going to say here now.
One of your opponents wins, you'd support him.
It's about unity. It's about unity of purpose, of party, of clarity. And principle.
But some would argue all you're doing there is helping re-elect Senator Shaheen.
I have not said no or yes.
Smith suggests that Brown isn't conservative enough to get his endorsement. But with Brown trying to court voters who may once have been in the Shaheen camp, the endorsement of someone like Smith may not be his top priority. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans Brown.